USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More talks on the partial government shutdown. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin on ABC.
We offered $1.3 billion to start for border security, but the president's numbers have been wildly different. $25 billion, $11 billion. Mike Pence 2 weeks ago offered us $2.5 billion within an hour. The president said, no, I won't take that.
USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes the president should make an attempt to resolve the standoff with Democrats legislatively.
Before he pulls the plug on the legislative option, I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks, before he pulls the plug, see if we can get a deal. If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off, see if he can do it by himself through the emergency powers.
Graham spoke on Fox News Sunday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The incoming chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Democrat Elijah Cummings, says it's time to shed some light on the inner workings of government between the partial government shutdown stalemate and allegations that President Trump may have had a closer relationship with Russia's President Putin than people really know. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes,
I know the power of a subpoena. Having practiced laws, in order to do oversight, you got to have documents, you got to have emails, you got to have information.
Gas prices are down, with gas averaging $2.31 a gallon for regular. Analyst Trilby Lundberg.
In this survey, the highest average for regular grade was San Francisco, having $3.46 per gallon, and the low in this survey was Baton Rouge at $1.80.
She says the falling prices at the pump are due to lower crude oil costs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A multiple overdose has killed one man and left four people in critical condition in Chico, California. KCBS reporter Jeffrey Schaub on the story.
Chico Police Chief Michael O'Brien says the overdoses involved not only 12 people at the residence, but responding officers were impacted as well.
12 adults were eventually transported to Enloe Hospital. Two Chico police officers, the first responding officers, were starting to feel some effects after their response. They were also subsequently transported, but they were treated and released.
O'Brien says the victims range in age from 19 to 30 years old. He says six doses of Naxalone and CPR were administered. Naxalone is a drug used to reverse the effects of an overdose, although it is not always effective.
A deadly winter storm that left as much as 20 inches of snow in sections of Missouri is now pummeling the mid-Atlantic. John Clemens has more.
The National Weather Service predicts 8 to 12 inches of snow for the nation's capital that will also impact Baltimore and into the Philadelphia area. In Missouri, the storm dumped a lot more snow than predicted. I spoke to Michael Connell of the Missouri Department of Public Safety.
We've got some areas in central Missouri closer to St. Louis that got almost 20 inches of snow when originally it was only 5 to 7 inches forecast.
The Missouri Highway Patrol responded to almost 2,000 calls for help.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.